Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod. Something in the water. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Like me, every day you're inundated with products online, not just for you, but for your pet. While this might feel like a result of the digital era, listeners, I assure you, it is not. There have always been horribly idiotic ideas on how to take advantage of our darkest consumeristic urges, even before the days of the internet, for us and our pets. Case in point, our episode of Ghost Town today, Thirsty Dog and Thirsty Cat, Fortified Spring Water. Yes, that's right. A product nobody asked for and nobody needed. A bottled water for the discerning cat or dog. But first, to really talk about this, we have to rewind a bit. The practice of bottling and selling drinking water has a long history in America, according to Serious Eats. In the first half of the 19th century, bottled water became popular among rich Americans who wanted to, quote, take the waters, both by bathing in and drinking mineral waters at resorts like Saratoga Springs in New York and White Sulphur Springs in West Virginia. By the 1850s, as the practice of molded glass bottles became cheaper and more reliable, entrepreneurs began bottling those popular waters and selling them in drugstores, grocery stores, and even bars. The big appeal of bottled water was health benefits, excitement, on the go. The Ricker family, who operated the Poland Spring Resort in Maine, who also, of course, have the ubiquitous brand Poland Spring still exists today, started selling its waters in the late 1850s, originally as a way to remedy ailments of the kidney. Other water purveyors swore their water would cure everything from dyspepsia, liver, and kidney complaints to, quote, seasickness, fever, and ague, A-G-U-E. I'm not even sure what that means. But if this measure, this activity sounds familiar, of course it is. It's just like the snake oil sales, those fake medicines that evolved into the likes of soft drinks like Coca-Cola and Pepsi, topics we've talked about at length on this podcast. As bottling and distribution grew cheaper, more Americans turned to bottled water as an alternative to the questionable output from early urban water systems. For example, brands like Arrowhead and Ozarka popped up and are, of course, still on the market today. But by the early 20th century, the chlorination of municipal water supplies made safe drinking water widely available, and bottled water chilled out for a while, figuratively, until the mass marketing age celebrating plastics, think the 1980s. It's where we begin to see bottles of soda, plastic shampoos, and the like. Water was just the same, another product to grab on the go, celebrating the engineering technology not just of the product itself, but of the plastic container holding it. This is where soft drink companies decided to buy out old water bottle companies, making them, to be honest, fairly similar offerings in terms of value and quality. So now we are at the mid-90s, and bottled water is still everywhere. It's all the rage, mostly because we have so many options. Some brands are nearly designer items. Think Evian or Fiji, a status symbol like any other. And when humans get into product hierarchies, so do their pets. Enter the original drink company with Thirsty Dog and Thirsty Cat, Fortified Spring Water. Fortified with what? Well, vitamins and minerals, intended to replace the ordinary tap water for a superior pet water in a superior pet's bowl. The water was available in two flavors, crispy beef flavor for the dogs and tangy fish flavor for the cats. Quote, the supermarket needs to develop the pet aisles in ways that give them some new attractive products. This is one, said Mark Duke, president of Original Pet Drink. As far as we're concerned, this is probably the first new pet aisle category in a quarter of a century. It is not another food, biscuit, or treat. The only thing that is anywhere near us is this Frosty Paws pet ice cream, but that is not in the pet aisle. Thoughtful words from the Thirsty Dog, Thirsty Cat CEO. The New York Times also did a write-up on the water in 1994, talking about how pet owners were very concerned about the quality of tap water and launching into the power of the product. Quote, doubts about the quality of tap water have spurred sales of bottled water in this country. And evidently, those concerns are not only about human consumption. A telephone study conducted this spring among 1,814 pet owners in the United States determined that 40% of them were concerned about giving tap water to their dogs and cats. Enter the Original Pet Drink Company in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which is introducing liter bottles of Thirsty Dog and Thirsty Cat, bottled water for pets. Both are made of lightly carbonated, purified water, bolstered with vitamins and flavorings. Crispy beef for dogs, slightly sweet, and tangy fish for cats, a bit fishy. The water has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration as fit for human consumption and is even kosher. Beef flavoring notwithstanding, the dog water does not contain meat or milk products. The water is $1.79 a bottle at pet supply stores and will soon be available in some Grested supermarkets. Don't know what that is. 1 liter is enough to last the average cat a week, said Mark Duke, the president of the company. If only the cat will stop drinking from the dripping faucet. Yes, if only. Despite all of the buzz around this product, ironically, the marketing was clunky at best. The pet water looked in advertisements more like a 1 liter bottle of Pepsi with a confused cat between each type than a chic Evian water bottle. And the water was quickly taken off the market later that year. Unlike its non-meat flavored predecessors, Thirsty Dog and Thirsty Cat spring water was left in product failure history. And the pet consumers robbed of this product? Well, they probably never knew the difference.